Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Hey, Matt. I was just listening to, what you're talking about here, and I think it's so important that you do what you're doing here, which is try to get that messaging correct. I remember the whole issue with the train and everybody saying, that train is just too expensive. It's too much of my tax dollars. And, the Democrats at the time let that message happen without, rebutting it. And the fact is, like you're saying, it was, people of Wisconsin, do you want $1 billion for a train? Yes or no? The money spent here or somewhere else. Do you want it? Yes or no? And everybody, Republicans did a way better job of messaging, and everybody said, nope, we don't want it. Scott Walker ran against that train. He won against that train. And it's all about the messaging. People did not realize that it was a yes choice of, do you want to receive this $1 billion of federal funding? They thought it was, do you want to raise your taxes to buy a train? And that message is so important that it gets out to the people.
Right. Dan, I think you nailed it. And let's get a little context to it. Remember, the election was in 2010. Jim Doyle read the handwriting on the wall and didn't run for re-election because he thought he might lose. Dave Obey, the same thing, that same year. He'd been in Congress since 1969, 41 years. He didn't run for re-election because it was a terrible year for Democrats, a sweep by the Republicans. It was as bad for Democrats as the year 1994. And so occasionally you have those tsunami years. So messaging obviously was bad from the Democrats, but to be very candid, I don't care what our messaging was. At that point, it seemed like a tsunami coming down on the Democrats. But you're right. What happened was the federal government comes back, Obama, and he says, and Biden, of course, the vice president, and they say, we're allocating $1 billion, there's actually like 980 million or something, to Wisconsin for the train. Do you want it? It's your federal tax money. You in Wisconsin don't get anywhere near the percentage of your federal tax money spent back in your state that Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Virginia, especially North Carolina, South Carolina do with all those Navy bases and Army bases, but their weather and their location on water mandate those expenditures. And you don't get as much back as say Ohio, where we have the whole IRS centered in Cincinnati. And every year, everybody in the country is writing letters to Cincinnati with checks or with refund demands. A lot of activity. You're sitting up there. Here's a train. If you turn down the billion, it's not going to reduce the federal deficit. It's going to California or Minnesota. They're going to say thank you very much because they've already taken their money and this will be a little extra. It's $1 billion. And the cost to you after that would be about $10 million a year, not a billion, in terms of operating it. We're going to pay for the operating expenses for a few years anyway. And you're going to have a state-of-the-art train from Chicago to Milwaukee to Madison to Eau Claire, knifing up and through South Central Wisconsin, up into Western Wisconsin. Every study has shown in every state that businesses, economic growth prosper along that kind of transportation line. Why do you think in the 19th century, St. Louis was considered one of the biggest and most prosperous cities in the United States? St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah, that's St. Louis, right. Because the trains went to St. Louis and then they went out west. It was a jumping off point for the West. It's travel. Why do you think Chicago developed the way it did and Milwaukee didn't? Because Chicago's port and the trains through Chicago from the east to the west didn't knife up to Milwaukee. and their port handles a lot of freight. Ours handles a lot too, but not as much. Okay. So what does Walker do? Yeah, his messaging, he lied and he said, do you want to spend $1 billion? The real question is, $1 billion has been spent. Do you want it to go as extra money to California of your federal tax dollars in Minnesota or somewhere else? Or do you want to apply it already spent? It's like a voucher. Here's a free voucher for $1 billion, not for a movie, not for a meal at McDonald's, for $1 billion already spent. It's like money. You want to give it away or not? But he lied, and that's the way he presented it. But the truth is, the real reason was he was already sniffing around and thinking about running for president at some point. And once he beat Mary Burke in 2014, he immediately launched a campaign, turned around. He knifed the labor unions that supported him by signing right to work when he'd given his word, his sacred honor, that he would not. That's what happened. So you're right. And this time around, I just said it. Maybe it's about time that somebody who's a statewide Democratic elected official say it as strongly as we're saying it right now and having this discussion. The $50 million a month, the trains, the Medicaid. They try to put it as, well, do you want to spend $1 billion in Medicaid? No, it was spent. It's a voucher. Do you want California to use that voucher for an extra allotment, or do you want Wisconsin to use it, take the burden off of your state taxes? Republicans lied and basically said, well, we don't want to spend, we're conservatives. At some point, I got to ask this, really, at some point, do people pay attention, Dan? Do people pay attention? Do voters think or read anything? Do they play video games and sit on the sofa and burp and yawn? This is your federal tax dollars. Some people back in the 1770s thought so highly of this issue that they launched the revolution. They did not want taxation without representation. Here, what we have is a Republican legislature that's gerrymandered and illegitimate and is deliberately turning down vouchers. Vouchers. You know, you go to a store and they say after you get a certain number of points, maybe you get a voucher of some sort, for a toaster, for a meal, for a movie, whatever it is. Okay. Do you just rip that up? Do you throw it away? Bookstore, Boswell's on the east side of Milwaukee, great independent bookstore. After a certain number of points, you get points. No, you use them or you give them to somebody in your family as a gift or something like that. Suppose you got $1 billion in vouchers and here they got $1 billion for trains, $1 billion for Medicaid, $50 million a month for a mask mandate, that's $600 million a year. Here are these vouchers. It's already been spent. You want it to go to California or do you want to spend it? And if you spend it, you get your state taxes reduced by that much. You get your state taxes reduced by that much because their money is going to be spent anyway. Do you want to pay double for it? Do you want to pay out of your state and federal taxes or get your federal taxes back? And the Republicans say, they turn it down. They turn it down. And they don't say what really happened to it. They say it's going to reduce the deficit. It's not going to reduce the deficit. Not at all. It's going to California or somewhere else. They got billions and billions and billions. And this is a little extra chump change for them. But it is Wisconsin's taxes. That's what it is. Wisconsin's taxes. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.